I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek with Tumka.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are putting together two or three really nice days in a row, and it's just what the doctor ordered. For tonight, mostly clear, a little chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to the mid-30s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Looks like a beautiful weekend forecast. High temperatures in the low 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. Abundant sunshine both days. We'll be in the low 70s on Monday. Chance of showers late Monday. A better chance Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, about to be trucking host.
And here they are.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the you know the thing.
Seth Spotlow requires another word on the end, and I was going to try, and I thought of it earlier today. The Seth Spotlow review, the Seth Spotlow something. There's a word that belongs at the end of that, like Ooh. You were traveling. Show sometime.
Seth Spotlow. I had it,
the review
freaks.
Wasn't the word I had in mind. Seth Spotlow ensemble. No, something else. Something
shenanigans.
Else.
And here he comes.
Well, look at that face.
Where were you last night?
Everything's better with Bader, and Eddie just walked in.
Of all the ten joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks into mine.
You know, the text messages from her? Somebody stealing her Netflix account? You?
What? Borrow.
Yeah. I am pissed off.
Whoa,
I am.
Greg, what's up?
Pissed off.
You're looking good.
Yeah, you do look good, dude.
You're all cleaned up.
I'm coughing hair, man.
Yeah, look at that.
Makeup looks good. Are you happy you set that thing off? I am absolutely livid, frustrated beyond my ability to describe it with what's happening with this stupid coronavirus. Oh, yeah. This is, again, I don't remember anything like this during the H1N1 virus that affected 1.6 million people. Today, Costco, they're not doing the samples. You can't go grazing at Costco now because it's the coronavirus! Now, today, yesterday, we talked to Brent yesterday afternoon, and they were expecting a good jobs report. And the experts, again, the effing experts, said we gained 175,000, I saw another estimate, 183,000 new jobs in the month of February. The number comes in at 278,000.
Yeah.
98,000 above what the effing experts said. The effing experts don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. And the market should have exploded today. But it didn't. At one point, it was down 900 points. Why? Call me a conspiracy theorist. I really don't have a lot of evidence. But I know that China loves Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. China is, you know, Donald Trump has been the only president that has compelled them to the negotiating table to cut any kind of a trade deal. And maybe they don't like that. And China, being the kind of government it is, well, why not release a pox on their own people? Yeah, they do that over there. What was the country? They shot somebody who tested positive for corona.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the total number of cases we have here right now? 179? 200?
Couple hundred.
Yeah, a couple hundred at the most.
And we are shutting the country down over something that medical experts say has a mortality rate between 0.5% and 1%. And that's true with any flu.
There's a doctor in France that has it. Yeah. He doesn't care.
No, he's...
I'm fine.
You know,
he's not any worse than dealing with kids.
That's what he said.
Yep.
Yeah. But no, because that doesn't sell newspapers or doesn't get clicks on the internet.
True.
We got to scare the ever-loving crap out of everybody to the point where we're all going to be running around. Today, there was a story that people are buying giant boxes of condoms. Not for that.
Oh, okay.
Not for that. To put on their fingers when they press an elevator button.
Oh,
you have lost your minds, people. You have lost your ever-loving minds. Cut the crap. Shut the country down. Let's close every school, every airport. Let's just sit and stagnate. That way the market can go all the way down to zero, and we can get Trump out of there, and we can get a really great leader like Joe Biden in.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Instead, we get this on Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. And today, the market at one point, the Dow was down 900 points. It had a rally at the end of the day, and it only finished down 250 on a day when the numbers said our economy is in incredible shape.
People were buying them this afternoon, getting deals.
For eight long years. For eight long years.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
You could go back and listen to old air checks on the day that the unemployment numbers came out, and the number of new jobs fell short of expectations.
Every time.
Every single time. Not once, not twice, every time. Did wages go up? No, they did not. Wages are up 3%. Now, that may not seem like a giant figure, but in a market where companies are literally, I know what's happening here with a couple of people that sponsor our show that are looking hard for people that can be dependable, do a good job. They have to pay them more because there's competition for talent. And yeah, I consider somebody who's capable of standing behind a counter and running a register and being nice to people and doing good customer service, that is a skill.
Oh, yes.
So those jobs, which during the Obama years paid minimum wage because they didn't have to pay more because there were a lot of people looking for any kind of a gig.
Mm-hmm.
Now those jobs, you're going to see the $15 minimum wage instituted through demand and not because some a-hole congressman and your senator in D.C. said, you got to pay them this, and we're telling you what you got to do, even if it puts you out of business. So there's a cruise ship off the coast of California. Fox News alert! Everybody ready? Here comes the latest on Corona! California officials await coronavirus test results from 45 passenger and crew aboard cruise ship. I'm sorry they're being inconvenienced, and I hope the hell they don't have it. But this country is going nuts, and the media is driving this bullcrap.
Oh, you bet.
Of course they are.
And I hope people are paying attention. The market. You know, there's just no leadership there. Nobody's looking at the... And I understand Brant's explained, you know, that... by the way, who do we thank for all this supply chain choke in China? The liberals, the left coast tech companies have all their crap made in China.
That's right.
Well, all these places in China are shutting down, so their supply chains are interrupted. As Ricky Gervais said at the Golden Globes, you know, your Chinese sweatshops can't make your iPhones and your other technology. So they got a problem.
Yep.
Well, why not consider a long-term solution, like building your crap here and putting even more people to work, made in America? Why would you, on a country that you cannot trust at any level, China? The only person that trusts China is Bernie Sanders, and he's... You know, because he loves the way they do business.
He wants to go there for his second honeymoon.
Yeah, he wants...
I'll buy him the ticket as long as he don't come back.
I know what city he wants to visit.
Hoo-ah!
Bernie, I read an article about Bernie's tax plans. And I'm not making this up. This is not hysteria. This came from Yahoo Finance, which Yahoo is not exactly known for its conservative view.
Right.
The Sanders tax plan would be the biggest tax increase to cover all his socialist programs, of course. And we always know with those, just like Obamacare, they said we'd all save $2,500. It's cost me a lot more than that to keep my insurance over the since they passed that piece of Schmidt in 2010 by one vote. The whole country got bent over over one vote. And it would be the biggest tax increase since World War II, except there was a good reason to increase taxes. We had to have the money to fight for our freedom at that time. It was truly at stake. And people willingly paid it.
I was going to say, you didn't have anybody raise Cain about it.
But we're not in a war, and we're not in a condition where we need to have the government step in and provide us with all the things that Bernie thinks the government should. It's not in the Constitution. If Trump appoints enough judges, the lawsuits against these kinds of brilliant Democratic tax plans will all get tossed. Because there's nothing in the Constitution about the government doing any of this crap. So, and I'm just, you know, I don't, you can only point a finger at Wall Street. I did hypothesize, big word.
Yes, you did.
Because Hiawatha dropped out of the Democratic presidential race.
Pocahontas.
Yeah. And I think there are people nervous because she has been very blunt about going after Wall Street.
Yep.
And they take her seriously. This is a woman that finished third in her own state. She represents Massachusetts, and she finished third.
Yeah.
That's beyond pathetic.
But between her and Bernie, they bankrupt us in a week.
Yeah. And until she decides who she's going to support.
Yeah.
Because they know Joe will talk a big game, but he won't do half the crap he threatens to do. And then you have the Wicked Witch of the West.
Who, she's waiting, Greg.
In a documentary, has said, I'm the most innocent woman in America. Holy cow.
That creature is still waiting, buddy. I'm telling you. She's
so
in the swamps.
I watched this market today. At noon, it was down almost 900 points. And then the last, I was parked in the lot at 10 to 3, and I'm watching the Dow and the numbers shifting. It went from 900 down all the way up to down only 134 at about 5 minutes to 3, closing time. And then it started dropping again at the end. I have no idea what causes these effects. Today could have been a lot worse, but on a day when the jobs number exceeds expectations by 100,000.
Yeah, the market should be blowing
it
up.
It should be exploding. And instead, we got a bunch of chicken Schmidt.
Yep.
There's no leadership on Wall Street. They're a bunch of lemmings, and you got these day traders at home sitting there in their underwear or less, you know, playing market
your mom's
maven.
Basement.
And they're, you know, what do they know? They're not Brad McDonald. They don't have the experience and the knowledge of the history of the market. And what's the other guy doing? That's I think, a big part of this. The amateurs. All right, I have spoken my piece. Red Top wants to be first. I really wanted to, you know, have a fun Friday. And
we're going to have fun.
We will.
I
have good news.
I do,
when
too.
When you get through with Red Top.
And it is a fun Friday. It's a beautiful day.
Yes,
how you doing,
is.
Red Top?
Hey, you know, to agree with you about China's supply chain, I was just driving through North Montgomery, which probably has a square mile of closed and empty factory buildings.
Yep.
And, you know, it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out we would get to this point with China where they would control the supply chain of the whole world. And it's time to get the hell out of that situation because they have the power to cripple the world's economy, and we're looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to make airbags in Montgomery, Alabama, instead of Korea, medical supplies, all the T-shirt factories that were here. I mean, we made so many T-shirts in Montgomery. It was ridiculous. They all went south to Mexico, and we got to bring that stuff back because in a global economy is way too vulnerable to be safe. And, you know, if these other guys are outplayed by the rules, it'd be different. But that ain't going to happen. May I say something quick about your theme song, Greg?
Yeah.
Of course, Sarah Vaughan is fantastic. But I'll tell you, what I really enjoy is the walking bass line on that string bass. Being a bass player, these walking bass lines on these string bass players, They didn't even have to be in key. They could just walk and do anything they want. They had a level of freedom I don't think anybody else had. So I really enjoy that song every day. Really picks my spirit up, and I enjoy it. Thank you for bringing it to us, sir.
Are you talking about Nothing for Nothing?
No.
No, I'm talking about your theme song, opening up the show.
Oh. The Naked Gun thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I mean, Sarah Vaughan is just fantastic.
Oh, so, I know which one you're talking about. You're talking about the radio song. Who listens to radio?
The radio song. Yeah. That walking bass line on there is something else. This guy's just nutty as he can be, and he gets away with it, but it sounds great. So all these jazz walking bass players, they're just a unique crowd of people. They're kind of weird and nutty, but golly, they could play anything, and everybody let them get away with it. I wish I could do that, fellas. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, Red Top.
Thanks, Red Top.
I just remembered the word that I had for the Seth Spotlow experience.
Ooh, yeah, I'm an experience. I'm a feeling.
Yes, you are. Do you have any cream I can borrow? I've got this feeling.
Not a bad feeling. A good feeling.
Can I get some salve?
You want to hear some good news?
Oh, wait a minute. We have, hold it. We could even introduce this with our special good news introduction piece. Hang on.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-oh, isn't this good?
Here's Rosie with good news.
A recent poll found that 54% of African Americans believe the Democratic Party isn't paying enough attention to their needs. It is an issue that is leading a growing number of blacks to rethink their choices at the ballot box.
Well, hooray. I mean,
yeah.
Trump is setting up outreach centers in black communities across America.
They're waking up.
It's time, because the Democrats, I had this with the Selma celebration.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The same people come every 5 years.
Yep.
Look at me, I'm solidarity, standing with you. And then they go back and they do nothing of meaningful consequence. And what have we seen over the last 60 years since LBJ, and he used the N-word in describing it, said, we're going to have that vote forever.
Yep.
And that's what that war on poverty, how'd that work out?
Wrong.
Looks to me like the poverty battlefield has only grown larger.
And Candace Owens...
She's
right out front leading the charge.
She, I would love to see her in
run
political
for
office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There would be no compromising. She is a powerful and amazing woman.
And she would expose some people for what they are, call them out for what they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's got chapters now in several states. So.
No, she's been powerful. And we're seeing, and I can understand. Because the Democrats have been telling black people for 60 years that Republicans are racist. They're not telling black people, hey, if it wasn't for Republican support, no Civil Rights Act of any kind since the end of the Civil War would have ever been passed. None. Oh, hang on 1 second. I'll be right back.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
All right, 326, good news. Mr. Sandman expanding. The sneaker store in the middle there is going out of business. He's eventually going to have that entire block to himself, and that's great. He sells great products. At
yes,
great
he
prices.
Does.
Oh, yeah.
A block of mattresses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome pillows. Yeah.
that was a call from Lewis Long, and I got it a little bit too late.
Ooh.
I have to... I'm getting my mower serviced, and so that's why I didn't mean to be rude and cut everybody off, but...
They had an emergency mower call.
Well, they're real busy. I mean, this
well,
is...
Right now, you bet, man.
It's a frenetic time of the year over there. I got some great new products, too. I'm thinking about buying one of those chargeable mowers.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
It'd be much easier for Roz to start and mow the lawn than...
Yeah, sure it would be. You know,
hey, I can mow grass
that's
for you, man.
A considerate husband, huh?
Hey, well, I used to love doing that when I had the time. You know, I mean, I love to get out and smell the smell of fresh grass.
It smells so good.
Stuff like that. It's good exercise.
When I was a kid, I was horrible. I used to put water in the gas, tell my dad to run along.
Oh, you have
so
not changed
a bit. So then later on in life, he bought an electrical mower. You know, it had like a mile-long cord. I used to just run over the cord all the time. Oh, Dad, don't know what happened.
That's kind of dangerous.
The day I moved out, he bought a riding lawnmower just to give me a little bit back there.
Please call Eddie.
327. I'm going to switch gears from mowers to paint to John Lee Paint at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Eddie is here, so I can let you speak to the depth and the quality of Richard's paint.
Yes. We talk about it in your rental place all the time. How long ago? 7 years ago?
7 years ago.
It looks like you painted it 7 days ago.
Really does.
It just stands. I mean, this is where buying a good paint makes a big difference. We haven't had to repaint it in the last 7 years, and it doesn't need repainting anytime soon because it looks that good. It almost looks like you could push your finger into it.
Yeah.
It's so such
got
a rich surface.
Deep look to it, yeah.
And it works in any kind of light, brilliant daylight or soft candlelight. Richard's paint yields an excellent result. Your time is worth money, so if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you need to give that serious thought about choosing Richard's paint. They can color consult you over there at John Lee Paints, too. If you're not sure what color will go with your furniture, bring some pictures and take advantage of their expertise. Their expertise comes in handy with patching holes in walls and what kind of roller and brush to use. By all means, take advantage of that because this is what they do. And they now carry their own brand of exterior paint called John Lee Solar Proof, which stands up to whatever the elements of Alabama can throw at it. Doesn't allow for the development of mildew and things that can make it look dirty. You can't hose off mildew. You can hose off dirt, but you can't hose off mildew. That's a lot of extra work. Repainting, actually taking the old paint off. Anybody that's ever scraped a gutter with a wire brush knows that is not fun. Stop by and see Charles Bubba Turner and that team at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
America is a great big country.
Filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the Census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Feeling like your engine isn't running the way it should? You might be in need of some fuel treatment. It can help your engine run smoother and improve your gas mileage. Right now, we've got two bottles of Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment for just $8, plus a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? We can sign you up fast in-store, or you can go to AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is closed. Dozier Road is flooded, so a lot of people are taking the Wetumpka Highway home, turning it Redland Road, and that's caused a lot of congestion at the River Bridge, Redland Road, and at Jasmine Hill. We've got a full boulevard all the way around the city with moderate to heavy traffic at all the major intersections. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway are busy. I-85 and 65, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. And if that wasn't enough for you, 1300 block of County Road 57 up in Prattville, we've got cows loose in the road. Yeah, boy, it's Friday afternoon, no doubt about it. Be careful, buckle up, and let's be safe out there. And watch out for the cows, okay? Reinhardt Toyota's looking for sales consultants. Write your own paycheck. Applicants must have a clean driving record and be over 21. Call Reinhardt Toyota to be a part of the team. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your radio.
John. What is FM?
Good. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do? Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
I had to play it again because I wanted to hear what Red Top was referencing there about these. Is it the static bass? Is that what he called it? Or walking bass?
Walking bass.
That's it. Yeah. All right. I've had my rant on the insanity in the markets, the fear-based markets. Unbelievable. Let's see. This is what I was looking for. An email I received from Team Sessions today. The gloves are off. Tommy Tuberville, the Florida phony. The Florida phony. This afternoon, Jeff Sessions announced his latest TV ad called Florida Man, which will begin running today in Alabama. Tommy Tuberville is essentially a tourist in Alabama. Lives, votes, I'm reading here. Mm-hmm. Pays taxes in Florida. John Jones, campaign manager for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate, said Alabama will not give away our voice in the U.S. Senate to a person who grew up in Arkansas, retired in Florida, and merely stopped here for a few years. In fact, just last year, he admitted, yes, I am not an everyday resident of Alabama. Further, he flatly stated, I'm a carpetbagger. Those are his words. Carpetbagging worked for somebody who was born in Arkansas and moved to New York.
Yes. The devil herself.
We could be glad that she didn't move here and run for Senate here. She wouldn't win. Mitt Romney is on the line. What does he want?
Hi there, Greg. It's Mitt. How you doing?
I'm fine, Mr. Pierre Delecto.
I thought you'd just like to interview me because I've changed my position on that subpoena. I mean, let's let bygones be bygones. I was just having a little fun with the commission.
I thought maybe you were reluctant to authorize that because one of your managers or your somebody on your team had connections to Burisma in the Ukraine, and maybe you didn't want them to get into trouble. That's what I read.
Now, where did you hear that ugly rumor? Everybody knows that they'll change his position more quickly than a hooker in New York. You know, some people call me two-faced and a traitor. I just like to call myself flexible. And you've got to be flexible as a politician, don't you?
Well, you bent over every Republican in the country in 2012, so yeah, I guess flexibility is important to you.
Yes, I do know. Pete Buttigieg talked to me about that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Chad, you're
losing. But I got my mind right this time, though, and I decided to go ahead and allow that subpoena to go forward. To show my magnanimity, right?
This wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that your approval in the state you represent is about 5 below 0.
Well, one of those people, though. They're a bunch of morons. Mm-hmm. They're just voters. You know, we don't care about voters. We care about us, right? Yeah. Just between you and me, it's about the powerful. And besides, you know, I just wanted to get invited to more cocktail parties.
Yeah.
In D.C.
I hope it worked out for you, Mitt.
Well, the chambers asked me to stop by tomorrow, but, we'll see how that goes. Anyway, it's good talking to you, Greg. And, I'm sure I'll change my position again within the next 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Let us know on Monday.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
I read a little bit of this email from Team Sessions. Mm-hmm. I don't like this. I don't like the tone of this. This sounds angry. This sounds desperate. I think this is a bad approach. I don't know if anybody at Team Sessions listen. We're not having any candidates on the show for any of the runoffs. And that's what our listeners told us. They would like the show to kind of get away from that. And frankly, I just lost my interest in doing that. I still have a passionate interest in politics and you know, paying attention to what's going on. Don't confuse that for malaise. We'll talk about what news there is about various candidates and stuff, but I just can't do that anymore. And that's because two people I care very deeply about burned me and burn the people that listen to this show.
Well, that's a lesson learned, and you're smart enough to learn that lesson and move on, bud.
Yeah.
And we care about you, and we want you to stay around.
So,
by the way, you look good today.
Yeah. I wish Jeff Sessions would call and tell me that. That would mean something.
Hey, he could call. I would like to talk to you.
No, I don't like this. I don't like this approach here.
Disingenuous.
Trash-talking, man.
This is not the Jeff Sessions we love and respected being...
Right.
Ugly. This
We're
is,
used to Boy Scout, Jeff.
This is not your image. I think this is the wrong approach. I will support you 100% if you prevail in the runoff.
Well, of course.
But I got to tell you, just my gut feeling based on 100 years of doing this, I don't think this is a very smart approach.
But I will say he's better than either one of those candidates are better than what we have now.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that fat.
Right. So we're in the catbird seat with that.
I think Doug is already starting to pack up stuff in his office, if he's smart he is anyway.
He's pawning it off.
After January of next year, it's 3:39. Got your local news versus forecast in just a moment. If you are, it's always good to consult. Having a consultation with a divorce attorney does not mean you have to get divorced. But if you sense that it could be in your future, it's good to consult with a divorce attorney to find out where you stand and have an objective opinion on what's at risk with you. Kind of, you know, get a complete take on your circumstances. Because if it does happen, it's a major life change. It's a very difficult time. And you need to have people who not only know and have the power of vigorous negotiation with a great and well-founded legal background, but the advocacy component for men and women. And that's what Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson provide. If you've heard them on Wednesdays, you know they have immediate answers for questions that come in from listeners. But just as important as knowing, hey, they're looking out for me. I know they have my back. That matters too. They also can handle matters of family law. They're going to be doing our wills. Not that I'm expecting anything imminent, but it's dumb not to have one. I know too many people who have learned that lesson the hard way. So if you need a consultation with a a divorce attorney. If you want to read the testimonials, go to divorceformenalabama.com. That's their website. Or call directly for a consultation at 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Convicted Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith will be released on bond while he appeals his 2019 murder conviction. A judge has ordered a $300,000 professionally secured bond. Smith was convicted last November of manslaughter and the death of Greg Gunn in 2016. Authorities say that Smith will have to wear a monitoring device on his ankle and cannot leave the state. Alabama has carried out the execution of a man convicted as an accomplice in the 2004 shooting deaths of three Birmingham police officers. Nathaniel Woods was put to death by lethal injection last night, despite his co-defendant asking for a delay, claiming Woods' innocence. The Selma to Montgomery pilgrimage reenactment ended today at the Montgomery Capitol steps. Marchers took the 54-mile trip that civil rights pioneers took more than 50 years ago in the fight for civil rights. The journey started last Sunday. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are putting together two or three really nice days in a row, and it's just what the doctor ordered. For tonight, mostly clear, a little chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to the mid-30s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Looks like a beautiful weekend forecast. High temperatures in the low 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. Abundant sunshine both days. We'll be in the low 70s on Monday. Chance of showers late Monday. A better chance Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This time campaigning with plans to fix America. I thought if I laid out my plans, you'd give a gal POTUS a chance and save you all from Trump's daily drama. At rallies I always delivered selfies for hours. I'm not a quitter. Celebrity endorsements. Pitched policy that makes sense. But my past I could not hide. When asked about my race, I lied. Now I'm being pushed aside. The day my campaign died. So bye-bye, got another white guy. Can't be in the election, though I really did try. Y'all voted for boys, did not join me in the fight. Screaming good luck with those two. Bye-bye. Kiss the presidency goodbye.
At 347, I think part of this market insanity, and Brant talked about it earlier in the week, because after Bernie's candidacy started to get momentum, and he and Elizabeth Warren both, absolute threats
cuckoo
to Wall Street. Yeah,
yes, big time, man.
There was some relief. There was a relief rally when Bernie didn't do so well in South Carolina. Biden got
Bloomberg paid some people off.
Because we all know that Joe Biden loves money.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Don't forget to worship the thing this weekend at a church of your choice.
For not knowing what he was going to say or what was coming out of his mouth, he really did flow with that.
He doesn't know what's coming out of his mouth. But we don't want the Democrats to find that out, because I'll pay to watch Trump eat him alive.
Well, the best scene I seen all week was his fullback wife block that lady that was raising Cain on stage. Dude.
Yeah, a crazy-ass vegan. I'm saying, oh, look, hey, vegans, got no problem if that's your lifestyle choice.
Right.
But you got no business. Hey there, what do we have? It's our buddy Fresh from Jams.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I got the AC guys here, so to make it a little
tell them to come in and not use any cursing language while they're... Oh, yeah. Come on in, guys. That's the unit back there against the wall. And you can tell it's a very modern unit. I think it...
That's where you keep your unit?
That's where it is.
Against the wall.
Hanging on the wall. Yeah. We're not using it.
And it gets really hot in here when it's not working.
Yeah, it does, in a hurry.
Thanks for coming out so fast, too. Yeah, appreciate it. It is 3:49 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Okay, so where were we?
We were talking about, Biden and his incompetence.
Oh, yeah. No.
The vegan lady.
Yeah.
The vegan lady.
I'm sorry. It's great that you're that passionate about it, but this is the thing that's one of the big dividers in America. There are people that believe in certain things, and they want you to...
Right.
Believe it, too. Or force you to
force
believe
you.
It.
That's the thing. They force
like
you,
guns.
Greg.
I did not own a gun until I was sure that I would not use it on myself. That is my truth to you, because I went through some tough times.
Yeah.
And so I bought it 14 years ago at High Caliber. And it was a fun experience.
I bet. But now you don't force that on anybody else. Do you go tell everyone, I bought a gun, now you need to buy a gun?
But what they're advocating is they want open borders.
Yeah.
Look at you know that in New York, since the beginning of this year, 452 people who were arrested on felonies, no bail, just sent right back out because this is their progressive approach,
yes,
have been rearrested.
Of course.
After committing more felonies. This is nuts. There isn't a shred of common sense in that kind of law.
Oh, there was a video on Facebook, California, guys stealing left and right.
Yeah, because it's a $900... You
don't even get arrested. They write you a ticket.
You got to steal at least $950 to get... Yeah, right. There. And then they expect you're going to... On the honor system, you're going to show up in court, right?
Thank you. Let me sign that here. Yeah.
I'll be back, I promise.
Come no on. Consequence if you don't.
And it's helping. Thank you.
I hear music. It's the sound of cool air.
Woohoo, I can put my pants back on.
But the same people that are putting in place in California and New York that kind of insane thinking that you can trust people who have been arrested on felonies want to take your gun away. So you have no protection at home if somebody breaks in. That's nuts.
Agreed.
I mean, one or the other. But frankly, We think people should obey the law, and if they don't, they should be. There should be consequences, because what's the incentive to not do it again?
Because I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. We have Jason on the phone.
Hey, Greg.
Hey,
you know, you're talking about the vegans and how militant they are, and if you look at...
Not all, but some.
Like, Burger King is doing the Impossible Whopper.
Yeah.
And you've got the other fast food places trying to take plant and make them taste like meat to satisfy these people. But, you know, I just went by Food Outlet and I bought four beautiful T-bone steaks at $5.95 a pound. Good stuff. So your listeners can go get some. But, you know, as I go home and thinking of how I'm going to prepare those, the concept of making those taste like a piece of cabbage does not even remotely come into my head.
That
doesn't even sound good. So, you know, they can have theirs, but just, you know, don't force it on us because we don't want it. It's just, what's the point in taking a vegetable and making it taste like meat?
That's what we got.
If you don't want meat, don't eat it.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds to me like, and the people that believe in this, they're often referred to as the rage mob. They put enormous pressure. They hound these companies into doing these things, and then they do it. But and now that they have, that won't be enough. Next, they're going to be demanding the cow lobby or whatever the hell they're called that they stop using meat and just go to the plant-based Whopper.
But of course.
Yeah, sorry, not going there. Can't do it.
No,
so y'all have a wonderful afternoon. Y'all are doing great. And hope you JC pitch.
Thanks, bud.
It is amazing. It is amazing how a very marginal percentage of Americans can make it sound like they are the majority. Yeah. And that's the rage.
Just the loudest.
They're very loud and very annoying, and make them going.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease, so
they got the
what
Chick-fil-A.
Everybody's falling for now.
They got the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they sure did, Greg.
And Chick-fil-A is going to regret it because once the foot's in the door, that's just... We're just getting started with the things we're going to be demanding from you.
Well, they're getting everywhere. They've gotten in Fox News. They got in Drudge.
Yeah. Yeah. You are absolutely correct. Although I read a story earlier this week that there's a very, very wealthy conservative who may be in the process of trying to acquire Twitter. And that would be heaven.
Wouldn't it? Oh, yes.
To send Fat Jack out the door and stop this censorship nonsense. Facebook won't even run the president's ads.
I know. He's the president.
That is, I'm sorry, that is total BS.
Right.
354. If your car is in a wreck, whether it's nasty and bent up, punched in, or something a little less dramatic, something more of a cosmetic nature, the place you want to take your car is Montgomery Paint and Body. Since they opened over 35 years ago, they have been the gold standard in automotive body repair because they assess all the damage that's done. That's what they tell the insurance company. This is what needs to be done. And that's what they do. And the goal in each and every case is to present a car that looks as good as new, maybe better. And they do it time after time after time. Some of us have benefited from their brilliance more than once, like me.
Guilty.
Yeah. Montgomery Paint and Body. They know what you go through in an accident. It is a hassle. It is time consuming. It is reports and insurance adjusters and driving rental cars and all that. So at the end of all that inconvenience and grief, getting a car back that looks better maybe than the day you bought it is kind of a nice end result. MPB on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. 355.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but we have no issues on the interstates at this time. Eastern Boulevard, busy from Atlanta Highway past Ware's Ferry over to the Wetumpka Highway. East South Boulevard, congestion in front of Baptist and Alpha and at the Troy Highway intersection. Taylor Road, very heavy from Vaughan to East Chase. And the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge is closed this afternoon. Dozier Road, of course, flooded. Folks are taking the long way around. We're seeing a lot of congestion at the lights, at the River Bridge, Redland Road, and that, of course, on the Wetumpka Highway this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence does best. Training is what makes the system work, and Vicky is the best at it. Call Invisible Fence, 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with you.